This is an I Am Listening exclusive podcast.
This is how we know we're now adults.
I know. It's gone from like loving a night out to wanting an air fryer. Like, how did I get here?
You're listening to Jeans and an Ice Top, your go-to podcast when it comes to navigating adulting and the big life stuff. With me, Chels. With no guidebook, most of us are fumbling through life, trying to remember to take the bins out, with no real idea what we want to do career-wise, what on earth love is, and did anyone mention taxes? Through some oversharing, way too many cups of coffee, and some little nuggets of advice, I hope to make the existential crisis that bit more bearable by reminding you that you're not alone. And sometimes, it's about focusing on the things we can control and keeping things simple, like jeans and a nice top.
Hey team, Chelsea here, and welcome to my first official episode of Jeans and an Ice Top. I can't even begin to explain how excited I am for this official release. I have been sat on this idea for way too long, and it's so exciting to finally bring it into fruition. My first dazzling guest, darlings, is the wonderful Isabella Johnson, and we discuss everything from goal setting to meditation to the life essential, which is chocolate, and the very emotional but highly addictive series It's a Sin. I hope you enjoy this podcast episode as much as I do, and as always, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Ciao! Today, I am with the wonderful, sensational human being, Isabella Johnson, aka at I Am Isabella Johnson on Instagram. She is a dancer. She is the founder of Women With Vision Events. She is an LGBTQ and mental health advocate and just all round absolute ray of sunshine. I actually met her about a year ago now, which is mental to think about, at her Women's In Vision event for National Women's Day, and I went with a mutual friend, Hannah, and when I say that somebody just like fills your soul up, she is just fabulous. And obviously we connect with a mutual absolute obsession for dance and creativity and making people feel good. But I'm going to shut up now and actually let her introduce herself and tell, for those that don't know you, tell us who you are, what you do, just give us all the good stuff.
So a bit about me and what I do is I am a dancer and mental health advocate, LGBT advocate, and fitness instructor. But my main passion in life, I would definitely say, is making sure we're connecting to ourselves and to others, which is why I started Women With Vision, which is where I met you at, and is actually coming up to 1 year old.
That feels like yesterday. You snuck that one in as well just before lockdown, so it was such a good way to end life with a bang before we all got locked up.
It's just that we didn't even know it. I'm so glad you came. I just think it's really important to connect women from not just similar walks of life, but different as well, and realise how similar we all are.
There were so many connections, I think, that we all made in that day, like just from people who you were sat next to and obviously people on the panel as well. But I feel like it's weird because you think you're going through life on your own and that nobody understands. And actually, even just from listening to like you and the panel share your stories, it was so relevant and just made you feel a bit more understood, I think.
Yeah, it's so crazy how many women have like the same story, even though they're like they differ slightly, but
yeah,
we all have such similar stories that yeah, we do feel that like it just happened to us, we're alone in it, or we don't even, we could confide in, or who would even understand why you thought that way or you felt that way at that time. And then just hearing people talk about their own experiences is just so humbling and so like so powerful. I remember hearing like some of my friends' stories when asked when we had reconnected. One of the girls that was actually there.
Oh, yeah.
And I hadn't seen her for a few years. And then we had reconnected after I had quite a dark episode of just depression and isolated myself from everyone. So I was reconnected with her. And I just told her what was going on. And it turned out she was going through, I'm not even joking, the exact same thing.
It's mental, isn't it?
Country at exact same time, at the same years. It was like the same scenario, which was so wild. Like,
oh, wow.
I couldn't believe it. And I just felt connected. And it was just so beautiful. Like,
you two needed to come back together.
So I really wanted to create a space where other women could feel that. And I would, I think you briefly mentioned, like, you see the connection still. Like, I see people on Instagram, like,
yeah,
that was like, engaging with others and supporting them and checking in on how they are and see them meeting up and new friends. And it's so nice. Like, I just can't believe it.
I think it's just going to grow and grow because I think women are so fed up of being pinned against one another all the time and encouraged to hate on one another and compete. And it's so nice to have a space where actually you feel held and supported and women do what we do best, which is actually to encourage each other and build this powerhouse of a squad.
Absolutely.
I'm going to do a quick fire with you because I feel like in lockdown, we're all just bored as hell, basically. And so I'm asking everyone what you're currently watching and what you're currently reading.
My recent watch is actually
four episodes
in one season.
Yeah.
And incredible. It's called It's a Sin. I believe it's on Channel 4.
Oh my goodness. I binge watched it in one day. My heart. Wow. I've never been so invested in a program. And it's so clever because it literally within seconds takes you from like hysterical laughter to sobbing, like where your body hurts from crying.
It touched on, so those who don't know what it is, it was literally touching on the AIDS movement in the 80s, and it captured it just so perfectly, like so perfectly. It was about a group of friends who were all from different walks of life who had moved to London. They lived in this place called the Pink Palace. It was a lady called Jill. She was kind of like the glue.
She was the centre force that held them all together and brought a lot of very different personalities that probably wouldn't have normally gelled together and made a family in this like really difficult time where there was so much prejudice and so much misunderstanding. I think it's one of those things that we all knew was really bad. My dad like grew up in the 80s and he had always told me how horrific it was, but I don't think you actually appreciate it until you're like smacked in the face with it about how isolating it was.
The only thing I really knew about, obviously I heard of the AIDS crisis in the 80s, but I didn't know to the extent of how bad it was and how badly they were treated and casted out of society and had a whole law against them for being gay and
shocking,
not talking about sexuality or promoting homosexuality. I just couldn't believe it. Like, people looking like Ghostbusters in big protective gear just to go and like see them, no one touching them, them dying. No, I was more, it was so hard.
I feel like because we've been very fortunate to be in an industry and a space, creative industry, the theatre industry is very open for everyone being themselves. And it's so difficult to then be put into a world where people are told they aren't allowed to be themselves and that it's wrong or that it's disgusting or that they deserve to die for being that way. And it's just, I was just there and I was like, these are human beings above anything, above whatever their religious beliefs are, their gender preferences. They are human beings and they are being treated like a stray animal.
I was speaking to my partner and their boss was Elijah in the 80s. And during that movement, everyone was celibate. Like, it was so scary and such a...
I can imagine.
Terrifying.
I think it's the not understanding, isn't it? It's the misinformation and the lack of facts that made everyone just absolutely petrified, that they thought that if they were in the same room as someone that they would catch it. And
the shame that these men felt to their death and dying alone was haunting. There's people that are in the heterosexual and just this world that aren't there and definitely aren't allies. Like, just to educate yourself a little bit into the history, which is why it makes politics in America like when Trump was here, so and bringing those laws again against discriminating trans people.
Though I feel like the world is really polarized in the one sense of like there's people so stuck in this prehistoric mentality that they're trying to drag the world backwards, and then I feel like our generation has really taken into 21 this idea of educating yourself, showing up for others, just being more knowledgeable and aware of your own privilege and also lack of privilege for others. I have faith that our generation, Gen Z, millennials, whatever you want to call them, we're going to change the world, people. We're going to change the world.
I really, really do. And I just hope it's sooner rather than later. My book that I'm reading, The Wim Hof Method.
Well, tell me more.
So I'm going to download the app.
Yep.
I ordered an ice tub. I'm about to do a madness. Hopefully a life challenge and transformation for myself, really. So So Wim Hof is the Iceman who walked Mount Everest barefoot and in shorts.
Oh my goodness.
A desert with no water. Created a breathing technique. I believe is when you inhale more oxygen than you breathe out, or the other way around. But it basically, that breathing technique takes you deeper into different parts of your brain and can take you into deep, really deep healing. Where you're breathing for like these three to five minutes and you're kind of unconscious and you're in a real deep state of wherever you are in your past traumas, your past healing, and that you're activating those parts of your brain to heal it.
That's really powerful. So it's like a really deep meditation, like a meditative state.
Yeah, an incredibly deep meditation. And people have different like ways of responding to it. Some people are hysterically laughing. Some people are crying hysterically. Like some people are rolling around, like they look like they're in pain. Like everyone responds and reacts completely differently depending on obviously your trauma.
Yeah, and how long this is so old.
It can help take you there, but it's also really good for your immune system, your metabolism, and connecting to yourself. And his idea of basically your mind over matter and reality, like you can push the boundaries of your mind. So he has like an ice submersion.
Oh gosh.
Challenge or 20-day shower challenge of cold water. And you just sit in it for like 5 minutes and do these breathing techniques. So you're taking your body out of the car and your mind elsewhere and you're just breathing through it. And his idea is to like basically die every day so you're reborn again.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah, so I'm really excited, like very, very, very excited about this. I've just got a life coach.
I've been sat on the idea of a life coach for so long because I feel, I don't know if I've just turned 25 and I'm having an identity crisis. Someone said to me the other day, you're in the 25 and over category of X Factor, and it's just ruined my life. Because I remember watching it and being like, they're so old, why do they even bother? And now I'm 25 and I'm like, I forget to brush my teeth twice a day sometimes. I still get on the bus in the wrong direction. And I was like, and I'm meant to be an adult at this point.
Adulting is difficult.
It's impossible. And there's no manual. So we're all blind. It's the blind leading the blind. I mean, tell me more about a life coach. This is definitely something I'm interested in. I think just to have, if you've got, when you have so many ideas running around in your head, I think sometimes it just doesn't feel possible. But when you have somebody to help you focus them in.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was at my darkest place, I was actually so on this, like so on trying to become better, writing in my diary every day and journaling and doing my affirmations.
All the stuff that you know helps, but then when life gets better, you're like, oh, I don't need to do that anymore. And you're like, you got better. You got to this pace of growth and development and finding yourself because you did all the work. But then when you get to the place, you're like, ah, back to what I used to do.
Like the end of 2019, I was just not in the healthiest of relationships. And I just forgot to do all of that stuff.
And I just think that's so easy to do that.
Everything else and everyone else apart from me. Yeah. And I think then lockdown happened and I'd lost a few family and friends. And
oh gosh, I'm sorry.
It was just really hard. And the BLM movement was really hard personally.
I can imagine.
Yeah, there was just these challenges and like things reveal themselves in like in a deeper way and you see them through a different way. Obviously, like the older you get, from being in my family environment through lockdown.
When you get older, I think when you're younger, you're just like, it doesn't matter. Like, if I only date someone for 3 months, doesn't matter. Like, whatever. If I don't like my job, whatever, I'll change it. But then I think as you get older, you start to go, well, why am I investing my time in this? Why am I giving myself to these friendships or to this job? And then you just feel like you don't know anything.
I remember Kylie Jenner bringing out that t-shirt. It's just saying like realizing stuff.
Yeah.
And now I'm like realizing stuff. But I'm like so overwhelmed by it at the same time.
Yeah.
So I have all of these ideas that I wanted to do. And like I've still done things. Like I've still done my job. Like I can't be too hard on myself. But I just also know what I'm capable of.
I think we, as definitely as women, are told we have to be one particular role. We can only pursue our career up until a point. And then we have to be the wife, the mother, the child, the you know, and to be able to have someone to go, actually, no, you can do it all. And this is how, and you can still look after yourself, and you can still be a doting mom, and you can be a badass in this area.
She's literally superwoman. I want to be superwoman.
Yeah. Like, and why not? Why can't you?
Like you said, need someone to be like, yeah, you need to gravitate this, put a date and a goal on this for you. And like, I'm checking with you. I need someone to hold me accountable.
I feel like lockdown gave us the space to all stop, pause and think about what we wanted to do and question everything. But now we've done a lot of that. We all needed to stop, but now we've stopped for so long that none of us actually know how to put things into action again. So I think accountability is definitely a good thing. I try and do monthly goals.
Yes.
My monthly goals used to be, I'm going to be a successful actress in a Netflix series by February. And I'm like, that's not going to happen. Stop it. Because then every time I've not hit this goal, I'm going to drink 4 litres of water a day. Well, no, I'm not, because I'm going to feel like I'm drowning. So let's try with 2 litres and build it. Idiot. Like, make it sustainable, like something that's actually achievable.
Yeah, because I think we get so overwhelmed sometimes. All the things that we want to do, we're like, cool, we just have to do everything. So go.
And now, I wanted it done yesterday.
You overwhelm yourself and you can't do it. It's like trying to spin like 80 plates at once. And
yeah.
You start with one, work your way up, can't just start with 80.
And you know you're doing it. You're just, why? I'm doing this again. I've got on floor one and I'm trying to jump to hit level 10. Got to climb. You can't.
What's wrong with us?
God, I wish I knew. I wish I knew.
What's the good time?
I think goal setting, I'm with you on that, has definitely become one of my self-care things I've bought into. Something that's a bit different. Because when I used to think of self-care, I just thought like bougie face masks and drinking a green tea, having a salad every now and then. But actually, self-care is doing that, the hard stuff, the inner work, the stuff that takes a bit more time and that you have to chip away bit by bit.
Yeah, it's the inner work, but it's also that daily practice of it. Like, you become your daily routine. So I remember even after a month of me stopping journaling, I was like, oh, it's been a month, I could get it back though.
Yeah.
It just never happened. Like, I'm here like a year later and I'm like, why? Writing, say like your goals for, like you said, like coming after the next, that was one of mine.
I'm so glad I'm not alone.
As in, like, I wrote that down as my goal, but I'm going to say putting it in February. I put it as they say, like, my year goal.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, cool. So if that's my big goal, how can I break this goal down into mini goals so I'm working my way towards it?
Yeah.
So
you can pitch yourself against something. That's the hardest bit, is we're in education our whole life. And then we leave and there's nothing to pitch ourselves against anymore. You can't be, oh, an A star is the best and A, we don't know anymore. Have those mini goals and go, okay, I've achieved this bit, which has got me one step up to the next bit.
Absolutely. Like, just done feeling like it's the same every day.
Yeah.
And just feeling stagnant and I'm over it.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to start feeling accountable again and writing them goals down and being like, yeah, I am going to do this by this date. Climate, that dream habit, just thinking, watching Netflix, thinking, oh, I'd love to be in this one.
I feel that. Somehow by me watching it, I think I'm just going to appear in it. I'll just operate. I've definitely picked up weird habits from lockdown. Like, I now have literally ended up in a black hole of TikTok. I need to delete the app off my phone. It's getting dangerous.
Create them. Or just watch them.
Create them, but I very rarely post them because I'm just not cool.
I think you should post them because I think sometimes we're not being cool. It's actually the coolest. Our quirky ways are actually the best than people, or a lot more people doing than we think.
In like the first round 1.0, I did the, you know, I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. And I did this video with me with like a colander on my head eating snacks because I'd literally lost it like a month in. And it literally went viral. And I was like, are you joking?
I mean, build that platform. You could be booked as a comedian in it.
Watch this space. The new piece of cake. Honestly. And I don't think I can look at another banana bread. I've baked so much and I'm not a baker either. I'm a cook, but I'm not a baker. But I got onto this banana bread trend. I get FOMO and I get sucked into this kind of thing.
Still, unfortunately, on that banana bread trend and I'm still making it. And it turns out I'm very, very good at making bananas.
There you go. You're good at it. This is the key.
And I'm trying to go vegan, so I'm going to have to now find a vegan-free or like...
vegan version.
Need to change and I can't do the egg stuff, so I need to find a new recipe.
Yeah, you'll end up on like the flaxseed, chia seed game.
Although, that being said, my friend introduced me to Nomo chocolate bars. Oh, it's in chocolate bars.
Oh, you're talking to me.
Gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free and nut free.
Oh, wow. So it hits all of the allergens.
All of the allergens. They can't see me on here, but I'm going to show you my tummy salad.
Please tell me you have a snack cupboard, because I do. It's getting out of hand. Yes, queen!
And chocolate. But these Nomo bars, honestly, I'm actually going to have one ready for when we finish, because they're...
I love it. Oh, that speaks to me. I'm going to have to buy a bar.
Missing out is what it stands for.
That, I love that even more, because I definitely get FOMO with dessert. I have such a sweet tooth, and if I don't get my sweet fix, and yeah, vegan chocolate, it doesn't quite hit the mark.
It's because I had that like sugar hit.
Yeah, I want it to taste dirty. Chocolate is definitely a form of self-care, ladies and gentlemen. What other things would you say that you're taking in? I say self-care, but just general practices that you're trying to take into 2021.
Meditation, like just going back to that, is something that I had done, and it's so powerful and it really does work. And there's so many different types of meditation.
Do you do like guided ones, or do you prefer?
Yeah, you can do guided meditations, you can do visualizations. So I actually done a visualization this morning just because it's the start of the day and I'm being creative like for the day. So visualizations are great for you, like visualizing yourself as your highest self and then stepping into her.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I say her because that's my pronouns, but he, they, whatever your pronouns
are. Yeah, you always end yourself.
Go through your day as if you're in your highest self. I'm not even joking, from doing that this morning, like my whole day today has been so different.
I think how you start your day and your mindset literally says everything. Yeah. Those days that you wake up and, oh, can't be bothered. Mm-hmm. That dragging down weight carries through the whole day.
Being really honest, I'll wake up about 10, 11, half 10, 11, maybe.
Yeah.
Sit on my phone for about an hour.
I'm such a demon for scrolling.
Checking my notifications, my emails, or whatever. Calls I possibly missed so that I wasn't awake at 9 a.m.
Oof, 9 a.m. feels like 7 a.m. right now, though. So achievement.
What's to bring the morning routine back?
We're going to make it have a comeback.
Yeah, the morning routine is having a comeback. Like, guys, we have 4 weeks of lockdown.
We can do
like, it doesn't matter what we've done thus far in this, like, to this point, like, it doesn't matter. If you've done great stuff, honestly, celebrate those moments. I'm really proud of you, but that wasn't really for me, so I'm marching forward with these next 4 weeks.
Bringing it back.
Bringing it back. Meditating in the morning, and I'm Buddhist.
Love.
So I chant as well. So I chant Nam-myoho Renge Kyo in the morning and evening, and I actually started doing that in the morning, and I just, again, visualize things I want to manifest into my life, or things I want to heal, or just things I want to basically bring into my synchronicity. So I just think whilst I'm chanting, or send healing and love to whoever I need to. So yeah, that this morning honestly really changed my world. Like, I got out the house before 1, got a tea from Costa, so it felt a little bit normal.
I know, I've been doing that. I'm like Pret's taking all my money right now. But just to like leave the house and just get a coffee and just feel like I'm doing life normal somehow is getting outside as well. Massive.
Clothes on, not just my pajamas, and a tea. Like,
literally. I used to think about how busy my days were, and I used to do a million things in a day. And now I'm like, okay, right, Charles, psych yourself up. You've got to do a food shop today. And then I get home and I'm like, whew, busy day.
Had to go to the shop, and I was like, buddy, you haven't done a food shop in like 2 weeks then, if you've got no food here. Like, what's wrong with you? And then
you don't even know how it happened.
Was like, where's the shower gel? I was like, so like, don't worry, I'll go to the shop and get the shower. I was like, haven't even done my shower gel top up and everything, like, just sort of behind on myself.
I know, I normally have like one in, one out, like I always have a spare. Yes, not anymore.
Just because it looks nice, like, aesthetically, I just like to have things.
Oh, I like this rule, really.
Top-ups, I've gone through the top-ups and have nothing. So, wow, flop. So just bringing that back, gold settings to look after myself, faceless.
Skincare has become a massive thing for me. I used to suffer so badly with my skin, and I found like my biggest triggers were lack of sleep and stress. And I think the first lockdown allowed me to just calm down and actually sleep properly. I love a face mask. I feel like they're so indulgent.
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie. Yes, I had good skin. I do think that was through diet, and I worked out a lot. Like, I was teaching 10 fitness classes a week.
Blimey.
Like, I was drinking like 2.5 liters of water a day. I was pretty much on a plant-based diet. Like,
yeah,
my skin was glowing. Like, I was really healthy, though, and I was so happy.
Yeah.
Which makes such a difference. I was, even though I was busy, I didn't feel overwhelmed at the time.
Yeah, which is key, I think. Yeah.
Through the lockdown and not drinking water, not exercising as much as I used to, not having the sun. Oh my gosh, sun.
Oh my gosh, gives me up the vitamin
gray skies, grayed out.
Yeah, it's just couldn't. It just doesn't seem to light up, does it? I'm looking outside and I'm like, you've been gray since 9 a.m. What is happening?
I'm wearing the mask as well. Like, it's really dried my skin out.
Yeah,
dry strongly, but it's really dried my skin out more. And I've got, like, I used to have eczema, and I found because I'm now a lot more stressed than my anxiety. It's like skyrocketing. I think I'm developing different types of anxiety as well that I maybe didn't have before. So it's just really annoying. I'm having had a dermatitis flare up.
Oh, blinding.
Crying, like, hard. So then my skin's really responding, like feeling it. And I feel like my body's physically showing that I don't feel well.
Yeah. I think it's the first sign, isn't it?
Unwell, but I'm not.
You're not where you want to be.
Yeah, so just think, I want to give my body the best chance. Favorite product, they need to restock. So this is also why my skin's failing currently. The Ordinary.
I knew you were going to say Ordinary. Honestly, can't get my hands on it. It's always the toner, the niacinamide and the hyaluronic acid. They're my powerhouse products. I can't get them anywhere.
Yeah, I really do recommend them, but they just need to do a top-up, guys.
Yeah.
As soon as they restock things, check them out.
Everyone's discovered them because they're affordable, they're natural, and they actually work. I can get something that works that doesn't cost me £80 to use.
Is there a perfumes or anything in it? It's just literally the ingredient it says on it. It's just one makeup from about five, just from being a dancer and festivals and shows, like not actually every day as a five-year-old.
Imagine full lashes, glam. Walk into preschool like, hi, queen.
Always just use water on my face or cocoa butter. And
it's all of these old school products, isn't it? Like, I think about all the stuff my nan uses. It's the stuff that worked. Really simple. Needs to be a long...
Replicate it now, especially in the world of influencing and beauty.
They're using, like, eight products in the morning. It's like, I watch... It's like a double cleanse, a tone, a serum, an ointment, a something else, a moisturiser, a second moisturiser, three different SPFs. And I'm literally like, where do you have the space to store it? Where do you have the time to put all of this on your face?
And then that's like, you haven't even got to your makeup yet, if you want.
Yeah, that's another 50 layer.
You need to put on and whatever else you need, your hydration.
Stick with
water. Not gonna lie, when things are up and about, I have an eyelash infill and my brows.
Oh.
And as long as I'm tan, I don't care.
I have to say, a hero product that I found during lockdown was Murad. It's a Hydra Moisture moisturizer. It is a little bit spenny, but
yeah.
Oh my gosh, you only need like a pea size amount. And considering like my skin is like a raisin, it just absorbs everything. Absolute game changer when it comes to skin.
Wow,
okay. Yeah, highly recommend.
Wait, what's it called again?
Murad, so it's Murad, and I think it's Hydro Moisture, something like that. It's purple, it's in a little pot.
Oh, no, I think after you spelled it, I feel like I saw an ad come with the birth on my Instagram for that, and it was colourful.
Yeah, they do lots so of...
Packaging.
I know, me too. I definitely judge a book by its cover. I'm awful.
If it's simple packaging, I'm like, oh, simple. Like,
yeah, minimalist.
Or minimalist.
I'm either minimalist or maximalist, either dressed in all black or like five different colours. If we're going to talk fashion, we need to discuss your incredible fashion sense.
Not going to lie, I saw one of my jackets that I own on RuPaul's Drag Race and I really want it.
Hannah, a trendsetter. You heard it here, everyone.
It was my friend Astina as well. Oh, I say friend. I know you. I'm obviously now sign girly. I'm like, oh, yeah. Friends.
And I do that. No, you've like spoken to someone once. You're a really close friend. I know this person. I don't know them.
I don't mean it that way. I'm just like very excited. Like they came out down the catwalk as an East London girl. And I think it was Michael Cohen.
Yeah.
And it's like this big, yeah, black and metallic pink Michelin puffer jacket.
I love a puffer.
Picture on my Instagram of me in it, and I wore it with these Lizzo pink metallic.
Yes,
I don't think I actually wore it on my self-love day. I took myself on a date, and I was like, I'm gonna dress up went on a float tub and I went took myself to Selfridges for a salad.
Oh, I love that.
Pink champers. And I was in this jacket. I was covered in salt, but oh my God, it was so nice. And people were treating me like I was royalty. Like the person in the Boutons, I had to like just get the heels so I could sell my Boutons.
I love that. They're the most painful shoe I've ever owned, I'm not going to lie.
Yes, it's not worth it. But honestly, just because of the jacket and my pony and the shades, honestly, he's like, sit down, offered me a tea.
Yes.
And he was even telling me this was the funniest part, little old me. I knew that, like, oh, don't worry, when lockdown happened, the Selfridges, you can still shop in Selfridges and at Louboutin. And I can add you to a group, and I can give you, we can do the discount.
That's wrong. Wait. What?
I've never been told this.
Is this because I just dress fancy?
Dress like a celebrity, you get treated like one.
But no, definitely recommend just dressing yourself up when you can, even when we're in lockdown. It makes you feel so good.
The days I get up and I actually dress, properly dress my mood and dress if I would leave the house and see people, I'm way more productive. I just feel better about myself. I could actually talk to you forever. I don't even want this to end.
You're so easy to talk to.
Oh, thank you. I talk for Ready England. It's the Midlands in me. We just can't stop. Final question. Yeah, I'm from a little place. It's a cute little town that's basically just for old people, really. I love that. Like, I'm such a city girl. Yeah, countryside and like
cute, small. Do you know how things are, like, small in like old town?
It's a blend of the old and the new. But what I liked is that I could walk to school. I can't go into my town and not see someone I know. And yeah, it's really nice. It's a lot more personal and friendly than London is. But you'd also wait 20 minutes for a bus. So peaks and troughs.
I want to die about living in a small city.
Honestly, I get here now. If I have to wait 5 minutes for a tube, I'm like, I'll just walk. Honestly, we really are.
And there's people that walk 7 miles to get water. We're stressing about 5 minutes.
Complaining about a 5 minute tube. Nonsense.
Sometimes, but my impatience, it's just our generation.
Yes, we're an instant access kind of world. Yeah.
Do you know what? Amazon gets me because
I've cancelled my Amazon Prime because it was getting out of hand.
To buy something.
Yeah.
It's so easy. And then I was at my house the next day.
It's crazy. I need a spending ban. That's what I'm taking into 2021, a spending ban.
My partner put me on an IKEA ban.
An IKEA specifically.
Just IKEA, but I feel like it should be used to now.
Just flat pack furniture everywhere.
I love IKEA. I want a desk.
I do adore IKEA.
And like tile has that corner. I've seen that on Instagram. This is how we know we're now adults.
I know. It's gone from like loving a night out to wanting an air fryer. Like, how did I get there?
And I appreciate art and I understand. Like, I feel like I understand now.
Like, you could walk into the Tate and be like, oh, that's so powerful.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm actually buying my first art piece.
Oh, wow.
I'm collabing on an art piece. But do you know Gemma? So she's going to draw an art piece for me.
This is so exciting. Oh, wow. And then you can hang it up and any time you have party or like people around, they'll be like, oh, who's that by? And you're like, oh, I like co-designed it. Darlos.
And we're Nisa. I get to know, so don't know, check her out.
Follow for follow, here she is.
So many amazing women that we are surrounded by.
There really are. Really, really are. We've got time to get there. We've got time.
We do. Absolutely. I hope I can become one of these like superwomen that I'm talking about. I swear, at the end, like December 2020. I'm going to say 21st of December to put a date on it.
Yeah. 21st specifically.
Yeah, the 21st at 21:21. That's my goal.
And to end with a bang, what was one thing you wish you were taught in school? Little nugget of advice. I'm putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, I wish I learned more Black history in school. I wish I learned more of that, and I wish I learned more on Tesla as well, and more about the amazing scientists that created the amazing inventions that weren't talked about. That makes me sad, and all the other inventors that aren't given credit,
recognized, and appreciated,
and recognized for their invention and work. One invention that has happened recently, and I'm just so blown away by, is a Kenyan woman who has created a recyclable brick, which is stronger than concrete, to build houses.
Oh, wow.
Like, like 1,500 pieces of plastic to make a brick. And it's really affordable and so strong. And she and comes in different colors. Like, she's amazing. So, yeah.
Hey, wow.
The world is moving forward. Like,
yes, sir.
So, I have to teach people about those kinds of inventors as well.
Yeah, the people that are actually paving the way and not getting the recognition because they're not in the Forbes top 50 businessmen list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because she's not a white male.
No, like, boring.
Really, people are given recognition just because they deserve it. They're all moving forward and we're just talking more about life and definitely Black history.
Definitely, the syllabus needs to be changed. It's shocking how little we're educated on, and it's, you really have to do the work to educate yourself as well. And even simple things like me and white supremacy, I know that's a particular one that's really thought-provoking. And just reading things by Black authors, like books like Queenie, Such a Fun Age, reading material and artwork, supporting people that are minorities in creative sectors as well.
I really hope it's spoken about, given just the recognition it really is deserved. And it's really important, like, in terms of self-esteem and not just obviously myself, and I'm mixed race, so, and I know that that comes with the privilege because my skin turns lighter than someone who's of a darker pigment.
Yeah,
within racism, colorism, and
there's so many sectors within it, isn't that
just taught so people have a level of understanding,
move forward, educate ourselves, be more responsible and accountable for what we can do for change,
knowing that it's okay to be wrong and just correcting and reacting yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like, it's okay to be wrong or to have made a mistake, but it's what you do moving forward that's important. Well, I've absolutely loved chatting to you. I just want to talk to you forever. But if you could tell everyone, like, where to find you.
You can find me over on Instagram at I am Isabella Johnson. And you can also find the Women With Vision page on Instagram as well, which is literally Women With Vision.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me today. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime.
It's a pleasure speaking to you.
Bye.
To stay in the know on Jeans and a Nice Top podcast, follow us on Instagram at Jeans and a Nice Top Pod, and make sure to hit that follow and subscribe button for the latest drops and guest reveals. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you on next week's episode, Podalters.
This has been an I Am Listening exclusive podcast. For more information, head over to our website, iam-listening.co.uk.